Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is.
And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral.
No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Welcome to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast, a podcast determined to help you, the entrepreneur and business owner, have the best year ever. Yes, it's with me, your host, Mark Ford, the best kept business secret probably anywhere. And on this episode, I want to talk to you about something that can help you avoid losing business. This year, I've been working on a branding project. This is where I'm researching some of the most influential brands and famous business people to work out how easy it is to translate that to smaller, more local businesses so that they can grow to be the number one in their region for their industry and niche. So far, I've seen and read lots of things, tried a few things myself, watched as businesses and people become polarizing just to make an impact, looked at how brands and businesses are viewed, looked at how people have actually done business with the company versus some of the metrics that are visible, such as likes, shares, and connections. It's vital that a business or business person comes across as individual so that it can resonate with their marketplaces and is a key strategy when it comes to attracting your ideal customers and clients. So, in this podcast, I want to share with you a few notes about what mistakes I'm regularly seeing in the landscape from a small business point of view and what those mistakes can lead to. But first, a quick plug from this show's sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
Your brand is your company's face, reputation, and identity. How you are recognized by current customers and your company's first impression to others is extremely important. Everything from your logo, corporate website, social campaigns, communication from sales, coverage by the media, and even the office culture contributes to your brand. Managing brand consistency across all outlets and channels is absolutely essential if you want to stand out and accelerate brand growth. Brand inconsistency is a common brand management mistake that should be avoided. So, how does brand consistency affect the bottom line? B2B companies with strong and consistent branding are 20% more successful than those that are weak or inconsistent, as stated in a study by McKinsey and Company. The way your audience perceives your brand plays a central role in purchasing decisions. A potential customer could have a stellar experience in the sales process, but inconsistencies in other areas could be very dangerous. Sales could do everything right, like cater to the specific needs of the client, build up the urgency, and sell on the return on investment. But an unpleasant experience with a trial of your product or your website can change everything. Now, the client might doubt your credibility and could result in a lost deal. Your brand directly drives sales and, at the same time, can directly destroy them too. So, let's talk about what common mistakes businesses make when it comes to branding. In the past decade, brand management has evolved into a multifaceted responsibility. No longer just a combination of traditional identity, print, and broadcast, everything from social media to search engine ranking impacts brand identity. Many traditional methods still apply, But marketers must be cutting edge to compete in today's brand saturated world. And here are some common mistakes to avoid when managing your brand across traditional and digital platforms. Mistake number one, generic branding. One of the internet age's major benefits is its easy access to creative work, images, photos, icons, and more. While this allows for design and branding work at a low cost or even free, it often comes at the expense of specific design intentions. Quality brand management means careful consideration of logos and taglines to properly represent your philosophy, your culture, and your value. Too many organizations are simply looking through stock images and phrases to find a pretty general fit. At best, it fails to sync up with the organizational image. At worst, it is completely forgettable, which leads to difficult marketing retention. Be specific and do your research. It is worth the effort. Mistake number two, wrong value proposition. Oh dear. Value proposition is all about setting the customer's expectations. For example, a budget value proposition doesn't make sense for a company that charges for high quality work. It's a completely different target audience. Determining the right value proposition requires careful definition of your strongest selling point and your target audience. Misunderstanding leads to a misrepresented brand, which negatively impacts your image, the customer experience, and your bottom line. And in the age of digital branding strategies, it's easier than ever to Google further information about your brand. And if searches produce conflicting information, people will quickly pick up on just that. Mistake number three, inconsistency. Inconsistency has always been a branding misstep, but it means even more in the age of digital branding. An inconsistent message leads to a campaign that lands somewhere between forgettable and confusing. As Google has placed a greater emphasis on brand identity for search results, inconsistency winds up sabotaging strategy across many levels. Find your identity, define your message, and stick with it. Don't forget about harnessing the power of digital and social media branding strategies to reinforce those ideas. Mistake number four, ignoring analytics. Branding in the digital age comes with many more responsibilities and options. On the flip side, digital media allows for immense data tracking, which can provide instant and invaluable analysis without laborious market research and focus groups. Modern analytics can provide data about everything from usage statistics to user demographics. It's not absolutely necessary, but it can make strategizing much, much easier. Mistake number five, ignoring social media. Social media branding is one of the biggest X factors in digital brand management, and ignoring it hinders your ability to connect on a grassroots level. From your Facebook page to emerging sites like Pinterest, social media is a simple avenue to emphasize the core principles of your brand. Mistake number six, relying on social media too much. Being famous on the internet is like being rich at Monopoly. It's not real. Fact. There are many people who seem to be everywhere, all over the place, sponsored ads, Facebook Lives, LinkedIn articles, but it can be a bit like dating on Tinder. There's a profile picture and you say, yeah, I'd like to get to know that person. You set up a date, and you know what? They're 5 stone overweight, bad teeth, and they smell. It was just disappointing at best. Brands should be as impressive offline as they are online. Mistake number seven, forgetting about your online presence. Now, you've set up your brand's Facebook page, Twitter account, and blog. That is a great first step, but you can erase any potential benefits if your social media branding just sits untouched. Don't ever spend energy creating a graveyard. From a customer perspective, neglected social media gives off the impression of a static, unengaged brand, and from there, users may assign a plethora of negative connotations. Don't even open that door. If you're going to create an online presence, be sure to maintain it. It's there for the long term. Mistake number 8, leaving brand materials all over the place. The inability to control and manage brand campaign materials can lead to inconsistency, slow brand growth, and rogue brand materials floating all over the internet. The good news is that many cost-effective solutions exist, giving companies and businesses the ability to manage, control, and track their branded materials. Cloud computing, which is probably one of today's favorite buzzwords, makes it even easier for companies to centralize brand marketing. Some even track campaign analytics based on usage for images, logos, videos, and other specific assets. Thanks to the latest technology, brand management has never been easier or more effective, as long as companies and businesses remember to use it. Now, here's what happens when you do screw up your branding or get known for being a bit of a caricature of it. It can lose a client's trust. When a brand's online presence and marketing materials are misaligned, it can lead decision makers to thinking that the product or service offered is not held in the highest standards. Buyers want to see all aspects of a company well organized and well thought out. After all, decision makers think long term, with purchases acting more as partnerships. They want to make decisions that will hold true as the right choice years from now. You get forgotten in the noise. Consistency in your brand goes beyond a logo and a tagline and is absolutely crucial in everything a customer sees before, during, and after a purchase. For example, the messaging and design elements of your website should always align with any marketing efforts. The last thing you want to do is confuse a potential customer. If your website isn't clear and doesn't call out your value statements, your brand messages won't stick. All marketers know that you only have a few seconds to capture someone's attention. Those few seconds are crucial, and once engaged, you want to create a lasting impression. You can also be associated with poor quality. Your brand sets up customer expectations. It's important to think of all brand materials as many pieces to one large entity. Design and imaging is a huge part of your brand. And brand management best practices and strategies are important to be aware of before beginning any marketing campaign. Everything from emails to billboards and Facebook photos to conference invitations should be cohesive and in some sort of way, and not done on Microsoft Word. Setting up and adhering to brand guidelines that define layouts, fonts, image quality, and colours to be used can go an awful long way in ensuring the brand is unique and recognisable. Take Apple. They are widely considered amongst the strongest branded companies in the world, and it's easy to see why. Its slick, cutting-edge product design creates a sleek and sophisticated image that users crave. The same brand image is conveyed in all of its marketing and purchase materials by incorporating the same visual sensibilities. From the design of its website to the simplistic user experience, it's nearly impossible to misidentify anything produced by Apple. Decision makers need confidence in brands they work with. Staying on point visually and conceptually speaks to the reliability and authenticity of a brand. Set the right expectations from the very first interaction people have with your brand. Manage their experience by training everyone at your company, in your business, and providing the resources that they need to be aligned. By maintaining a positive image and exceeding customer expectations, you'll nurture clients and, more importantly, brand advocates. And that's it for this podcast. I'm hoping you've got something from that. Quite enjoyed writing that. And like I said, it's a great big pile of notes that really are all going to go towards a book at the end of 2018. Now, if you'd like some more business nuggets, go to my website, which is www.markford.uk, and take a good look round. Plus, you can find details of all my events coming up in the next few months, as well as the offline and online coaching programs. And they're all there at www.markford.uk. Until next time, have a bloody great week, and I'll see you on the other side of it. Take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.